Good morning, my friends. This is missionary James Robinette with Mission East Africa, Uganda. And by the gracious will of the Lord, it is my joy to worship our great and living God, the risen Savior, Lord Jesus Christ, who was born of the Virgin Mary and the Father and the blessed Holy Spirit with you once again this Lord's Day morning, especially this Lord's Day as we remember the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ. We are right to remember the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ and to honor God in the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. It is a day of rejoicing. This is indeed a day of celebration for those who are born again, because we remember that God's very own Son has come into this world and that He is one of us, Emmanuel, God with us, a true man. It is also a remarkable blessing that as the church celebrates the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ, that God has been pleased to bring a sense of happiness and joy to all peoples. And so this day that we call Christmas Day is a day of celebration, especially perhaps for those who are born again, for the church. And it is also a day of happiness and giving of gifts for all peoples, most peoples on the planet. So we thank God for the joyful remembrance of the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I want to share with you very soon verses from Luke's Gospel chapter 2 about the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ. We will fill our hearts and minds once again by the gracious will of God with the light of the Word about the coming of Emmanuel to save us from our sins. Learn more about Mission East Africa Uganda at www.missionafricajk.net. Amen. Praise God. Let us pray. Father, thank you for the joy that we have today, remembering that your very own Son has come to save us. And though you give us no commandment in the Word of God that we are to celebrate a day in remembrance of his birth, yet nevertheless, you do communicate to us clearly that when he was born, there was great joy. And so in remembrance of his coming, we rejoice today. And I pray, Lord, that through the Word of God, by your Spirit, by your grace, that many who are listening will rejoice in Christ. God, thank you for the supreme, true gift you have given us, the gift of your own Son, the Savior of the world. And so we pray that you'll bless the Word and the teaching, and that you will fill us up with joy unspeakable, full of glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. So, my friends, hear the word of the Lord in Luke's Gospel, chapter 2, beginning in verse 4. Joseph also went up from Galilee out of the city of Nazareth into Judea, the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be registered with Mary, his betrothed wife, who was with child. So it was that while they were there, the days were completed for her to be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling cloths and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. Now there were in the same country shepherds living out in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. And behold, an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were greatly afraid. Then the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which will be to all people. For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be the sign to you. You will find a babe wrapped in swaddling cloths, lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men." So it was when the angels had gone away from them into heaven that the shepherds said to one another, "Let us now go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has come to pass, which the Lord has made known to us." And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. Now when they had seen him, they made widely known the saying which was told them concerning this child, and all those who heard it marveled at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. Then the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things which they had heard and seen as it was told them. Praise God. That is the word of God, Luke chapter 2, beginning in verse 8 through verse 20. Amen. May the Lord add his blessings to the word of God. Praise God. Christmas, the day of joy, the day of happiness. And that very thought is reflected well in the Christmas hymn by Isaac Watts that is familiar to many people on the globe, "Joy to the World." It is based upon Psalm 98, verse 4. "Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all the earth." Here are a few lyrics from "Joy to the World." "Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive her King. Let every heart prepare him room, and heaven and nature sing, and heaven and nature sing. Joy to the world, the Savior reigns. Let men their songs employ, while fields and floods, rocks, hills, and plains repeat the sounding joy, repeat the sounding joy." Praise God. "No more let sins and sorrows grow, nor thorns infest the ground. He comes to make his blessings flow, far as the curse is found, far as the curse is found." Amen. Praise God. About the joy that we find is recorded in Scripture, that is communicated to us, that is that the shepherds rejoiced. The very angels of God came with the good news and with great joy, glory to God in the highest. And on earth, peace, goodwill toward men. Praise God. And today I would like us to focus our thinking, our very hearts and minds, to center our attention upon the glorious truth that in the declaration of the angels, we see that the biblical response to the birth of Christ is joy. Praise God. A deep spiritual grace, a deep happiness that really transcends human emotion and feeling in a great sense. Produced by the Holy Spirit in the hearts of believers. And so it is a spiritual grace. It is more than mere human emotion or mere human happiness or feeling good. Though it is indeed happiness, it is a happiness that comes from spiritual grace. Praise God. And so biblical joy is this deeper spiritual happiness and sense of well-being, yes, of peace that enables us to glorify God, praise the Lord, so that we understand that our very purpose we are created for, we exist to glorify God. That is, we honor God supremely and we enjoy God forever, praise the Lord. Joy and glory to God go hand in hand. And so my encouragement to you this day, my friends, as we rejoice and are happy in the birth of Christ, as we enjoy a holiday, is that we take great joy and worship God in our joy because Christ Jesus, the Savior of the world, has come. It is quite easy for us to get caught up in the hecticness, the busyness of this festive season, again, a civil holiday, and yet also a day in which the church especially rejoices in Christ, And it's quite easy to get caught up in the issues of the season, that is, gift giving or in getting money to prepare a large meal, to have a large festive meal, to visit others. Many times Christmas is a time in which a lot of money is spent, and that's not bad in itself, but we must remember that our calling by God is to remember and to be spiritually minded regarding the birth of Christ. We can enjoy all of those activities. It is a blessing to buy presents. It is a blessing to enjoy a good meal with the family. It is a blessing to meet with friends, perhaps to travel to the village and enjoy a time of family reunion, a time of fellowship with others. Praise God. And God has given us these things to enjoy. But we must not forget the real necessity and the real blessing involved in the worship of God, in the remembrance of the coming of the Savior, in our being spiritually minded in this sense. And so we rejoice, and we rejoice at Christmas because primarily we see that Christ is the great joyful God. Praise God. The glorious person of the Lord Jesus Christ really is joyful. He is a joyful, great, and awesome God. In his heart of hearts, he has unspeakably, infinitely, unspeakably great joy. And so we remember with joy the coming of Christ because joy is found in Christ, the joyful God. Amen. The Father, too, of course, is a God of great joy. And God's kingdom, the kingdom of heaven, is a kingdom of joy. The blessed Spirit overflows with his own joy. Praise God. And so we rejoice because joy has come to us from God himself. Praise the Lord. It's interesting that we note here in Luke chapter 2, in the verses that I read to you, that the heavenly host that appears to the shepherds is in fact the very army of God. These are God's soldiers, if you will, and they come with a proclamation, a declaration of peace with God and of goodwill to men. They come with their own joy derived from God to proclaim joyful news, glad tidings. Praise the Lord. And they come in the pure, holy joy of the Lord. God's joy is a holy joy. It is a lasting joy. It is not a temporary happiness or simply a feeling of goodwill which vanishes. No, God's joy is a lasting sense of goodwill. Praise God. God's joy is like his love, and his joy and love are eternal. They simply do not depart. They don't just disappear. Praise God. And so, as we think upon these truths, as we receive the living word of God today, we can ponder as Mary did. We can think a bit more deeply upon the glory, the glorious truth that joy incarnated has come to us to make us joyful, that love incarnated has come to us, and that the fire of the Spirit burns in our hearts. Perhaps we could say like a sugiri, that the charcoal, the coals of the loving joy of God is burning well in the hearts of God's people because Christ Jesus, the real joy to the world, has set our hearts afire, set our hearts ablaze with holy joy and love. Praise God. Christ's love, his joy, his grace brings new life and revives us. Praise the Lord. And we are helped, dear friends, in this matter of our being made new, of our being transformed daily by the renewing of our minds, of our being revived, filled again with the loving grace of God as we hold these precious truths, as we hold the very Word of God in our hearts. Again, Mary is our great example from our text. There was this great display of honor and glory and worship and respect, yes, and of joy made by the shepherds. First of all, by the angels to the shepherds, they come to Joseph and Mary, as the text says. They come to the child, the baby Jesus. They come and express what they have just experienced from the angels. And yet Mary, in the quietness of her heart, the text says, considers or ponders these truths. It's as though the wonderful truth, a burning fire in her heart, is turned over and over in her heart. She considers yet more deeply the glorious truth. She is indeed the mother of the baby who is the Savior of the world, the God-man, Emmanuel, the Lord Jesus Christ. She is the woman who has given birth to the greatest possible gift of God, the Lord Jesus Christ. And so she holds the Word of God, the truth of God's actings in her heart. Praise the Lord. And that's a great example for us this Christmas season, my dear friends. Memorize the precious Word of life and meditate upon it. Turn it over and over. Let those living words be heard in your heart, in your mind. And in so doing, the glorious love and joy of God will increase, all to God's glory. We remember, too, at this festive season, at this time of true spiritual celebration, that God commands us to memorize and meditate upon His Word. And so let me encourage you to be obedient. Hold the verses, hold the Word of God in your mind that God leads you to think upon and consider them deeply, and let the fire, the love, and the joy build in your heart as you worship Him. How great and awesome the Lord Jesus Christ is. Praise God. We rejoice, especially perhaps, at Christmas time, but we must remember too that the Bible calls us and instructs us, yes, commands us to rejoice always. Praise the Lord. In fact, that's what the very Word of God says. James tells us to count it all joy, count all things as joyful happenings. Praise the Lord. And that means simply, in our surveying the very events and circumstances, the very happenings of our life moment by moment, we are to receive these things as from the very hand of the great joyful God. And so we are to rejoice in these things. Yes, my friends, the difficult things and the easier things, the more pleasant things, the things that are perhaps to us not quite so pleasant. Count it all joy, God tells us. Now again, remember that your Father, dear Christian, dear born again, is a God of joy, and He makes His children to be joyful with Him. Let us enjoy God. Let us give vent, give expression to God as we rejoice in Him. Amen. We see a remarkable story in the gospel. In fact, here in Luke's gospel, Mary was carrying the baby Jesus. Elizabeth, the mother of John the Baptist, was carrying the infant John the Baptist, and they met. And the Bible tells us that when these two women met, that John the Baptist leapt for joy at the presence of baby Jesus in Mary. Praise God. And so John's response, and he was filled from the Spirit amazingly. He was regenerated. He was born again in his mother's body before his birth. He experienced this leaping for joy at the very presence of Jesus. Amen. Praise God. We see in Luke chapter 1 that Mary rejoices at the presence of God. And she sings a great song of praise and glory to God. We call it the Song of Mary. That's found in Luke chapter 1 in verses 46 through 55. And she sings out with joy there about her blessing, that God has chosen her to be the human mother of his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. And she magnifies God. She speaks of the mercy of God. She speaks of the powerful judgments of God. She speaks of the glorious truth that God, who cannot lie, has promised salvation to his people, to the seed of Abraham, and that they shall be saved forever. David speaks of the joy of God that he experienced in Psalm 43, and he says, God is my exceeding joy. Again, my friends, our words fail us many times, but we see clearly in David's declaration in the inspired Word of God that God is not just his joy, he's not just happy about God, he is exceedingly joyful. God himself has become his exceeding joy. Praise the Lord. Amen. Isaiah tells us, we are with joy to draw the water of salvation. We are with joy to receive salvation, and we are with joy to walk in salvation. Amen. Praise God. We see in Matthew chapter 25 that in the teaching of the Lord Jesus Christ himself, his very words, he tells us about how it is that true believers will enter into the joy of the Lord. Now, again, let's hold this glorious picture, this glorious truth in our mind and heart for just a moment. Consider this a bit more. See that the Lord is saying that our leaving this world, our departing this world, is an entering into, almost a stepping into, a new kingdom, the kingdom of the Lord, and it is to step into, if you will, the joy of the Lord. Praise God. That which we experience and have in part now, we will have in full then. We shall be glorified, and we shall be filled up with joy forever. Praise God. Isaiah also tells us that as believers, we have received an anointing from God, and he calls this the oil of joy. Praise God. We have received from God the oil of joy rather than the ashes which we had before. Praise God. Again, a great picture. The anointing oil being covered over with the very joy of the Lord. Amen. Jeremiah tells us that the Word of God is a joy to his heart. Praise God. Wonderfully. God's Word is the joy of the prophet's heart. Amen. And my friends, we are wise to see in Jeremiah a great example that we should and must follow. That is, just as Jeremiah rejoiced in the very Word of God, we too should rejoice in the very Word of God. Let our joy be in God and his Word. Colossians 1 in the New Testament tells us that we must endure patiently with joy. Praise God. And we remember that the Scripture tells us that it is by our love for others, for one another, especially as Christian believers, and in part that love will be expressed in joy that we share with each other. It is by this that others will know that we are Christians. It is by this witness that others shall be convinced of the reality of God. As we have come to know God in reality, they too shall receive our witness and come to know the God of all joy and blessing, because his joy abounds in us. Praise the Lord. In the Gospels, we also see that the word is received with joy. Jesus tells us this in Matthew chapter 13. Some receive the word of God with joy. Amen. And so, my friends, those of us who have been blessed by God with regeneration, those of us who are born again of the Spirit, those of us who have enjoyed the blessing of blessing, that is, God has powerfully, yes, and in a way that we can't fully understand or comprehend, worked in our hearts, that His very Spirit has made us new creatures in Christ, that we have come to believe in Christ and repented of our sins. We who have received the Spirit of joy and who do rejoice in God are blessed, praise God, as we consider that our joy for God, our joy in God, our joy for the Word of God can only but increase. Praise God. Because God is ever alive. He is ever able in His great power and might and ability to bring new joy into our hearts. Praise God. And so let me encourage you, dear friends, that you give yourself over to the movement, the working of the Spirit through the Word of God, and be filled up with God's joy, and in the depths of your being, in your heart of hearts, sing to God. Sing praises to the Lord Most High. Sing praises with joy to the Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior. Sing praises in your heart of hearts to the blessed Holy Spirit who has come to save us and who has blessed us so remarkably with true spiritual joy. Amen. May God bless you in that wonderful joy this day and in all days, dear friend. Father, thank you for your grace. Thank you for the truth. Fill us up with joy. We rejoice in you, Lord, this wonderfully deep, satisfying sense of well-being and contentment and peace and the glory and presence of God. Yes, of joy. Thank you for it, Lord. And we give you glory and praise that you have sent your own Son to save us and that He indeed is our Savior and Lord. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. And so, my friends, a blessed Christmas to you. And until next Lord's Day morning, may God further bless you. Amen.